Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director, Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, a very important topic, suicide prevention, with September being Suicide Prevention Month. We're gonna start a little early.
We are going to start early because I feel like it's so important for us to talk about this. And there's quite a few resources out there that are available. So it's important for people to know that. This morning, I'm not going to share much about as far as statistics about suicide, but suicide rates are high, and mental health is we're kind of in a crisis right now. It's considered a public health concern, and so I think it's so very important to talk about this. So the information that I'm using this morning comes from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And so they actually develop an entire toolkit for us to use for Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Each week there's a theme, and so I want to just start out with talking about some of those themes and talking in more detail about what that means for us maybe individually, as family and community members as well. So the overall theme is together in strength, dignity, hope, and purpose. And it really provides a foundation for developing messages and posts that resonate with certain audiences. But again, this applies to all of us. So the first week is understanding our risk, embracing treatment, hope, and resilience as well. So again, it's important to understand suicide risk. And I know I've shared before, and I don't have anything scheduled at this moment, but I'm actually a certified facilitator of QPR, which is Question, Persuade, Refer. And it's a suicide prevention program. And so again, we actually go over looking at risk, looking at behavior cues. And so this is a really important topic to talk about, like what are the risks? Because many times we hear people say close to someone who's attempted suicide that they didn't show any signs. And oftentimes they do. And maybe we're just unaware of what those signs are. And so our QPR suicide prevention training goes over that. So again, understanding the suicide risk, promoting evidence-based treatment, and highlighting messages of hope and recovery and resilience as well. We do know that suicide is preventable. And so we've combined the knowledge and care and compassion can make a real impact. And when we talk about our suicide prevention program, we talk about how we train people in CPR, and so we'd also like people to be training in QPR and knowing how to approach that situation when someone is in crisis, how to ask the right questions, listen is a really important component of it, and then how to get them help, and of course stay with them during that time. We know that suicide is complex and influenced by many interconnected factors, and so again, knowing the warning signs of suicide saves lives. And so oftentimes when we're, you know, our family members, our friends, we maybe know what's going on in their lives, but taking that time to really understand all that and maybe how a lot of different factors are interconnected. So preventing suicide means understanding the risk, assessing supportive proven care, and sharing hope because healing is possible. So oftentimes, and we do in our QPR session, we share what resources are available. And knowing that maybe that some of the resources that are available locally may not fit the needs of the individual. And so sometimes we have to look outside of that. And we can spend a lot of time talking about, you know, our access to care, because that's another issue, I believe, another component to all of that as well. But because we live close to, you know, the Kansas City area and Lawrence, there may be more resources available than people recognize. With the right support, people can heal, build resilience, and thrive after a crisis. And hope and resilience grow when people feel heard. And so again, we know the importance of listening when someone's going through a crisis and then providing hope for them. And this can guide people to find strength even in their darkest moments. There's no one right to heal and recover. So support should meet people where they are. Healing is very personal. And so we want to approach a situation with, again, hearing the person, caring for them, understanding that they have their own process to healing, and not being judgmental is so very important. I'm going to stop there today, Blake. Again, I have much more to share. And I would just say if anyone has questions, maybe wants to inquire about our suicide prevention program, please give me a call here at the Ottawa office at 785-229-3520.
A very important topic as we try to save lives. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredith's Union District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.